A supermarket is a supermarket is a supermarket, isn't it? By Sarah Ferrara. 1. At first glance, it looks like any other supermarket. A big, modern, squeaky clean building filled with buzzing, super busy shoppers, and row upon row of bright boxes and tins and fruit and vegetables. 2. But there's something different about the place. Something a little unusual. It's hard to put my finger on, but when I do, it all clicks into place. 3. A longer look around the place, and I start to notice the details that make all the difference. 4. The cashiers seem relaxed. They smile as they pass item upon item over the scanner. 5. Goodness, you don't think they're actually enjoying their work, do you? They take their time. They chat with customers. They seem genuinely at ease. 6. Then, as I await my turn in the checkout queue, out of the corner of my eye, I glimpse a blonde customer in her 40s who has a green reusable bag filled with groceries in her trolley and what looks like a checkout scanner in her hand. 7. She holds the scanner over the barcode of a tin of beans, puts the beans in her bag, and slots the scanner into its holder on the trolley. 8. My turn in the queue comes, and as I load the checkout belt with my purchases, I ask the cashier what she's up to. 9. Oh, that's just the quick check and quick pay, she explains. She's scanning her own groceries as she shops, and now she's paying for them at the automatic checkout by credit card or switch, the UK version of Bankomat. 10. I look back, and sure enough, I see her swipe a card through a slot in what looks like an ATM and calmly walk out of the store, bypassing the queues and the other shoppers. 11. Fascinated, I decide to corner the Monmouth store's branch manager, Roy Waldron, and ask him a few questions. 12. Like, how come they aren't losing money by the minute caused by people abusing the quick check system? And why do the employees seem so happy? 13. They are partners in the store, he replied. Not employees. Everyone who works for Waitrose is a partner or co-owner of the business itself. 14. No wonder they're happy, I think to myself, looking at the cashiers with new respect and wondering whether to apply for a job myself. 15. The John Lewis Partnership was founded in the earlier part of the 20th century by John Spedan Lewis, who believed that his staff should have a say in how the business was run and a share in its profits. 16. They have a share in the profits too. 17. Yes, after a percentage of the profits have been set aside for investment in the business, the remainder is distributed to the partners as their annual bonus. 18. That includes cashiers, and shelf stackers, as well as managers and chairmen. 19. It is calculated as a percentage of each partner's pay, and all partners receive the same percentage from the chairman downwards. That percentage can range from 8% to 26% of their annual pay. 20. What other advantages are there in being a partner? 21. Every partner can make his or her voice heard. Theoretically, a cashier's views could lead to the dismissal of the chairman. 22. Partners can discuss with their manager any local or general topics, ask questions, and put forward suggestions, and their concerns are answered as fully and as fairly as possible in various committees. 23. Then there are privileges. The partnership owns ocean-going yachts and several large estates. 24. All partners can use these for their holidays at a very affordable cost. 25. There are also societies covering a wide range of interests, and partners can claim subsidies on selected plays, operas, ballets, films, and concerts. 26. Finally, there is a non-contributory pension scheme, life assurance, and shopping discounts. 27. Tell me about the quick check and quick pay schemes. Aren't you worried that people will take advantage and pretend to scan items and walk out without paying for half their shopping? 28. There is that risk, but it's very low, and it is not difficult to spot thieves. 29. We are not the first to have implemented the system, and it is only intended to be one way of paying for your shopping, not a replacement for the traditional methods. 30. Customers first have to apply for our customer card before they can use the quick check and quick pay service, so they are already known and trusted customers. 31. And the system will call up random checks. The customers know this and realize that at any time we may ask to verify their purchases. 32. If customers are found to have made an error, intentional or otherwise, the system programs another check for a later date. 33. If the customer keeps charging him, herself, less than is in his, her basket, the checks will become more and more frequent until they occur every time the customer uses the system. 34. It has worked very well so far. Customer satisfaction is very important to us. If someone has a legitimate complaint, we will replace the item and give them their money back. 35. Well, it certainly seems to have worked. Despite the threat of competition from European and American low-cost superstores, TV shopping channels, and the internet, total turnover was over £4 billion last year. 36. There are more than 54,000 partners working in the John Lewis Partnership, which also runs 23 department stores throughout the UK, has several manufacturing concerns, and a farm. 37. Their largest stores have over 16,000 products, including many in their own label, and they deliver to thousands of homes throughout the United Kingdom. 38. Their policy can be summed up by the words ending their working in a partnership brochure. 39. Honesty and integrity remain the watchwords of Waitrose in all their dealings, whether with suppliers, customers, the local community, or staff, ensuring, in the words of John Spedan Lewis, that partnership is a matter of facts, not words. 40. I couldn't agree more.